Facebook.com. Talk Live, take control of the airwaves, toll free at 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733, and with you in studio tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
We've been talking about all things court-related, talking about not taking the plea deal, jury nullification, how Daryl and I were threatened this morning for doing court outreach, trying to inform people about their rights. We're threatened with arrest for engaging in free speech and freedom of the press. And now Dave has called in. Yeah, for handing out information. Now Dave has called in from Las Vegas to explain one of his experiences he had with not taking the plea deal. He was charged with one of those nonsense catch-all crimes like obstructing government administration or obstructing an officer or disorderly conduct. In this case, I think it was the obstructing an officer variant, but they're all of the same basic category. In fact, in this video that we're playing for you kind of throughout the show tonight, I am threatened with disorderly conduct as well as contempt of court.
Even though the order that you were in contempt of supposedly, possibly, maybe, had not yet even been written.
That's correct. We have not yet seen the order. We'll go back into our case here in a moment. But, Dave, you were telling us your story. You're in Vegas. You got picked up for this nonsense charge where the cop didn't like you, basically, and so he made up this charge. And you didn't take the plea, and you were kind of getting into your story. So go ahead.
Right, yeah, so went to trial. Like I said, you don't get a jury trial if it's less than the maximum penalty, 6 months in jail and $1,000 fine, which that doesn't make any sense because, you know, if you do 6 months in jail, that's pretty much going to mess up your life. I mean,
yeah, it is. You're going to probably default on your rent. You'll probably lose the place you're staying. You might lose your job. You're definitely, most people will lose their jobs.
Yep. Cat, dog, job, girlfriend,
kids,
place to live, kids. Yeah, that's pretty much going to ruin your life.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, a week in jail or a couple of days. I mean, it's crazy. But, yeah, so the city attorney who, you know, basically her most serious cases or stuff like this, pled with the judge, wanted me to go to jail for I think, either 30 or 60 days because I'm a very bad, dangerous person because I didn't bow down to the police or something. And the judge actually sentenced me to a $1,000 fine, which was the maximum fine, 90-day suspended sentence, and impulse control class. So that's under appeal right now.
Right.
But
of course, the cops didn't get any impulse control.
No,
I'm not even sure what impulse control is. What exactly is impulse control class?
Sounds like anger management to me.
All I know is it's like $300. You can take it online. It's another way to make money as well.
Another way for their buddies to make money, basically. Their buddies sort of running the class.
So you said you appealed the decision? Sorry. It's under appeal right now. However, I have that 90 days, and then I actually... and not to extend it too long, but I got arrested again for obstruction in actual Clark County because, and I'll try to tell it real quick. Basically, the cops came up to her. I was on private property with my girlfriend and another friend. We were just outside a club and in a little parking area. Cops all of a sudden came around the corner with their lights on, came up to my car, asked me to get out, search me. I had a little pocket knife on me, which is illegal, and he asked me, do I have any illegal weapons? And I said, no. So he charged me with lying to him and having a knife without a permit, if you can believe that. Luckily, 3 days later, I got a letter from the district attorney, and they didn't file charges because it's ridiculous.
That's good. Had they filed those charges, they could have brought your suspended sentence out, right?
Exactly. Even though it's on appeal, which doesn't make sense to me, but yeah. I think they see that other obstruction, you know, right away too, and they look at it like they know why people get arrested for that. So it's just harassment to an extent. And I mean, they want to hire more police here, and they have it on the Clark County Commission agenda. So I went and I've spoken there, you know, against that, and because it's ridiculous. I mean,
how did that go when you went to the county commission and spoke? How did that go for you?
They voted on it. Well, they've had four meetings already, or three. I've been there twice. The first time, there were a lot of people that are speaking out about it, and they're not just speaking out about, you know, the sales tax. It's also just about the whole militarization of police in general and how, you know, we're having our rights violated for nothing. I mean, there are real criminals out there. And, you know, the police are going to sit there and bother with law-abiding citizens. It's just,
well, that's what they do because law-abiding citizens pay up. I mean, real criminals don't – they're not going to be enriching the system in any way, shape, or form.
Well, they're harder to find, too.
Yeah, right. So they go after people for speeding and marijuana possession and alcohol because, yeah, they're easy marks. I mean, this is a criminal gang.
They didn't go after him for that stuff. They just went after him because he doesn't want to follow their orders.
Sure.
These are petty little tyrants. You know, they love this stuff. They eat it right up. And, well, by God, you're not kissing my little patent shiny shoes? Right.
We'll show you.
You must be a terrorist.
And we'll show everyone else who's watching as well. They want to put on a show.
Sorry, I want to note real quick. The second time when I actually went to the Clark County jail, which is better than the Las Vegas jail, just so don't get arrested in the city limits of Las Vegas. But there, they wanted to force me to take a TB shot, and I wouldn't take it, and I wouldn't sign their thing. So one of the guards made me wear a surgical mask and said, well, you can't use the phone again, and if you go into a cell, you have to be, you know, in solitary confinement because of germs. Like, are you kidding me? So I had to sit there for a few hours with a surgical mask on. I mean, this is the type of
stuff
that's going on.
Dave, I'm glad you called to share your story. Tell me about your appeal, though. Is that costing you? What's that cost to appeal?
Yeah, it was – I know the total that I've paid so far is about $3,100.
Whoa.
But that's counting the initial – yeah, that's counting. The appeal, I think, altogether is $1,800. And again,
hold up. Let me get a breakdown here. So the $3,100, you haven't paid the $1,000 fine yet because it's on appeal, right? So what have you?
Right.
What have you? Where's this money going? Can you break it down for me?
This is all lawyer money.
Lawyers.
So for my lawyer. I think $100 was for the bail because at the time, the officers actually threw my wallet in my car the first time I got arrested, so I didn't have it, so I had to hire a bail bondsman, which is another racket out here where they want you to hire bail bondsmen so you can pay them to watch you, you know, so they don't have to do it. Because if people don't show up for court, bail bondsmen are on the line, and then they go get you. But the bail in the second case was $3,000, and I luckily had my credit card, so I paid that. It took them a month to get it back to me. But, yeah, it's nuts. They know that no matter what, we're going to have to pay this money. So I could have just pleaded out in the first place, and they said they would have dismissed it, but I still would have had to spend a sentence and had to pay like $300, but it wouldn't have been on my record.
Man, it is just a straight-up racket from top to bottom.
Yeah, so what was the actual fee for filing the appeal?
Oh, Jesus. I think that was like to get the court file, like the court docket. It was like I had to make out a check for like $300 just for
plus
that.
Plus transcripts.
My lawyer was $1,500. Yeah, that's exactly what it was, transcripts. So I had to make the $300 check out for that. Then it was $1,500 for my lawyer. And then, you know, I had already paid the money for...
That's a cheap attorney. Is this a friend of yours?
No. That's it. They charged me the $1,500 for the appeal. Well, again, it depends on the charge. So the second time I got arrested, the second part of it, having a knife without a permit, was a gross misdemeanor, if you can believe that. So they were going to charge me $2,500 because before I got the letter from the district attorney's office, I went to see my lawyer. They said, yeah, that's going to be $2,500, and that doesn't even count trial.
And is this a private attorney? This is a private attorney?
Yeah.
Damn, it's just to have an attorney charge. What did he charge you for the trial, the initial trial, like $2,000?
The trial, I think, was $1,000 because I originally had another lawyer, and I didn't like him, so I got rid of him. So I paid the first lawyer $600. I paid the second lawyer just $1,000 for the trial, and then the.
And were you impressed with how he did? I mean, did he do a good job in your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, he did fine. His closing argument I thought was really good, and you know, the judge, it was just crazy for the judge to sit there and look at the pictures, you know, and then say, well, you know, even concede that it's from the officers. If he said, well, I don't believe these are from the officers, well, that's one thing, but to say that. And then, you know, but you're guilty. I'm guilty of what?
Right. Well, what he said was They kicked your ass, and you deserved
and
it.
That's, okay.
That's what he said. And this is generally when it goes to court. I'm sorry to say, people of America, but generally when you go to court, you don't get justice. If you're going to look anything like justice, it generally comes in the appeals, and it's going to cost thousands to get it.
It's crazy.
And that's what's broken about America.
Dave,
you can't get justice in this country because its legal system is completely broken.
Dave, let us know how the appeal goes, will you? Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. More coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then, New Year's, bad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology, special green tea extract, and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge, and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, or you don't pay. For your free trial, call now, 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here and talk about court or whatever you want. Court's been the overarching topic for the evening, but it's also led into ancillary discussions about free speech and public property and not taking a plea deal, and wherever you want to go is fine, too. You don't have to stay on topic. You can bring anything up. That is the point of Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. We give them away. The webcam is included, cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch, you can listen, and interact all for free. That's cam.freetalklive.com. Freedomsphoenix.com is a place for you to uncover the secrets and expose the lies. That's what they get every day. They give to you every day over at freedomsphoenix.com. You're provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. freedomsphoenix.com, you can go there, sign up for their free daily dispatch. All right, so continuing here with your thoughts. Well, actually, Will, you can dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. We're actually going to continue with the audio that we had started playing last hour, and we're about halfway done with it. And just a recap for you, Daryl and I were threatened with arrest this morning at Cheshire County Courthouse because I dared to go inside the Superior Court building and hand out flyers about jury nullification information. Now, longtime listeners of the show know that I've been doing jury nullification outreach here in Cheshire County for years, unmolested.
They also know that you've been banned from that particular courthouse for more than a year.
That ban was overturned as unconstitutional. I'd like to point that out.
They don't care anything about their unconstitutional crap.
Well, I'm not banned from the courthouse, Mark. No, I'm allowed to be in the courthouse.
But you had been banned.
I had been in the past.
From a different courthouse.
Well, it's the same court.
The Superior Court was the courthouse from which I was banned, and I went into Superior Court today to do this jury nullification outreach to inform jurors of their right to vote based on their feelings about the law, based on whether or not they think the law is good, not just the facts in the case. And, of course, they don't like that very much, but there was nothing they could do about it, apparently, or they never tried to do anything about it. For years, I did it out front of the courthouse, the old courthouse. I was outside every time I was doing it. This time, I decided I'm going to go inside. It's a new courthouse. It's warm in there. I'm going to try to go
inside. The weather was nasty.
Yeah, I'm going to go in. I'm going to go inside. So I did that. They threatened me. They claimed that it was solicitation. They then went to the court bailiffs, who are grumpy old men.
Who don't know the definition of solicitation.
Neither apparently does the court clerk, who was there as well. And so they went and they got the sheriff, the sheriff's deputy, Shanks. He came out and also told me I needed to go outside. I told him I did not want to go outside because I should have the right to free speech and this is not solicitation, etc. He then leaves to go and talk to the judge. So rather than him just believing what the bailiffs were telling him, he did go and talk to the man in the robe, and that's where we're going to put the video here. Yeah. Free key.
That'd be great. I'd love to talk to Brown. What do you think about that, Bob?
They don't control the courthouse.
Oh. I heard you guys are kind of at odds because of that.
No, not at all.
I heard there's a lawsuit.
No, not true. I don't know where you're getting information.
All right, so where did I get my information? So, just to give you a recap here, a little bit better explanation of what I said to Bob. This is the court security officer. The noise you're hearing is him flipping his keys around incessantly. And so, anyway, this new courthouse, there was apparently some conflict. Because, you know, sometimes bureaucracies fight with one another.
Oh, yeah, it's my favorite thing.
They do like to pick on you, but every now and then they'll get into internal conflicts. So, again, there were two courthouses previously. They have now combined into one building. This, the first floor is the district court, and the second floor is the superior court. Now, the old way it was set up was superior court was run by the sheriffs. The security there was run by the Cheshire sheriffs. The district court security was run by basically the state. There's a state court security agency that runs the district court security. So two separate bureaucracies doing security. Well, when they were combining into the one building, the big question became who will be in charge of the building's security? Well, naturally, the bureaucrats on both sides want this responsibility. Every bureaucracy wants to expand itself. Every administrative bureaucrat wants to have more bureaucrats underneath them. They want to get larger budgets. So both of these bureaucracies wanted to have control of the building. This is from what I understand of having talked to one of the agents. I won't name names. So both of these bureaucracies would want to control over the building. Well, it was given to one of them, which was the Cheshire Sheriffs. Now, apparently, the Cheshire Sheriffs are not unionized. But apparently, the other bailiffs, the ones from the state, the district court bailiffs, are unionized. So word that I had heard, and what I was referencing in the video, is that I heard the bailiffs union from the state bailiffs group is suing Cheshire County to try to get control of the building security.
They're union busters.
No, well, whatever it is, it's, you know, the union standing up for their guys, right? This is what they pay their union dues for, and damn it, they want control of the building. So apparently, from what I've been told, there's this internal conflict between the bureaucrats. So that's what I was mentioning there to Mr. Tebow, the court security agent.
Of course, he either doesn't know anything about it, or he's just, in my opinion, just one of the most cantankerous people I've met, and isn't going to agree with you simply because it would be agreeing with
you. Yeah. He's a rude jerk. Let's continue here with more of the audio.
Here he comes.
So I add an annotation here onto this. Even though they have told me multiple times that I'm not allowed to hand out information, I have continued throughout this video. And again, the video is longer. The raw files are longer than what we're playing for you here. So in the downtime when the agents are not, you know, when the sheriff's gone away to talk to the judge, I continue to hand out the flyers right in front of Tebow, right in front of the, you know, the bailiff.
And one thing that I would like to point out is I think that they're intentionally taking their time so that all of the jurors or potential jurors will have been checked in before any arrest happens.
Right.
Because they don't want a potential juror to see that happen.
That's a good point. And it's probably true, because at this point we're probably somewhat past the 8:30 mark, and that's
yes.
when most of the jurors are supposed to be there. So here goes some more audio for you.
Good morning, sir. Information about your rights as a juror? Sure. All right. Very good. You can't be filming the jurors. I'm not.
And as you heard there, I literally did it right in front of Shanks as he was walking back out. So there now Daryl's gotten his threat. You can't be filming the jurors.
And it should be noted that the camera was pointed at the ground.
Right, until he walked up.
And then moving it towards the sheriff's deputy.
I can guarantee there's at least one juror on the file that I did see get filmed.
Okay.
Now, this bureaucrat that just said, I could guarantee you there's at least one juror on there that I did see get filmed. He's pointing at the camera. So I mentioned this kind of childish snitching, kind of pointing.
Tattletailing.
Tattletailing, yeah, that's exactly what he's doing here.
Can I get this in writing, please?
They are working on that.
Okay.
We've got to put it in writing. It's a new courthouse. Obviously, there's some things that got to be hashed out. But
camera's directly on
rules. And the rule of law says our rules need to be written down, but these rules aren't written down, so you're going to have to follow them anyway.
Right. So there's a little bit more here. We'll play the remainder of it for you. And
I'm pretty sure you don't have rules if they're written down. You just have arbitrary bullcrap.
Well, that's all this really is. But it'll be interesting to see if it does, number one, get written down, because, again, we left the building without getting the order.
Yeah.
I do end up giving him my business card later and asking him. He first asked me to call him, and I said, well, why don't you call me?
It's impossible to get a hold of these
in moments. Free Talk Live.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, you have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and join us online over at freetalklive.com, where the features are totally free. And if you would like, you can help support the show. One of the ways you can do that is by amping. Free Talk Live amp stands for advertise, market, and promote. And it's a simple concept. You send $5 a month to amp. Free Talk Live takes that and invests it into the show, getting on more radio stations coast to coast. I actually just had a station program director call me back tonight and tell me that she wants to take the show on two of the stations that she programs. So,
FMs.
Yeah, FM talkers in Florida, but that's all I can say at the moment because we don't have the agreement in, so I don't want to jinx it, don't want to tease it too much. But it's great because Daryl's been helping out with affiliate relations, and the reason why we've been able to bring Daryl on is because of this matching program that we've been doing for the last couple months, that we've got some generous contributors who've contributed up to $950 per month in matching contributions. And last month, we made our goal. We made that $950 a month goal again. Now, we didn't make it all in monthly contributions. There were some one-time contributions and some Bitcoin contributions that kind of made up the gap. But we're getting within striking distance of that $950 per month goal. Maybe you and your amp could be the one that pushes us over the goal. We're literally a handful of amplifiers away from reaching that $950 per month goal. So please, your amp dollars, until we reach that $950 per month goal, will be doubled. So if you go and you amp at $10 tonight at amp.freetalklive.com, it's like amping for $20. So please, take advantage of this matching offer at amp.freetalklive.com. It makes a huge difference for us and our ability to get Free Talk Talk Live and the ideas of freedom onto more radio stations all around the country. You want more people to hear about jury nullification? You want them to hear about ending the insane war on drugs? You want them to hear about personal liberty, economic freedom, all of these things we talk about so often on Free Talk Live? We're really one of the only shows that's doing it, and we're the only show that's doing it at the level that we're doing it with the amount of stations we already have, over 130 radio stations coast to coast at this time. And that number could be 300, it could be 500, and it can be if we have enough money to appropriately market the show to all those stations. So thank you to everybody who amps the show, and please go to amp.freetalklive.com to help us out.
Yeah, if you want to get try some new delicious coffee, you can get a free pound of BuzzBox coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox is the name of the brand made by Camano Island Coffee Roasters, and I think that it bears mentioning. Camano Island makes great coffee. It's organic. It's top 1% Arabica grade. It's shade grown. So, yeah, I mean, it's great coffee, and you're going to love it. That shade grown, by the way, makes it so that folks that have the acid reflux from drinking coffee can drink coffee again. Shade grown's less acidic, much less acidic. But what's most important is 10% of future purchases go directly to our efforts to help spread freedom around the world through at least 100 World Vision financed microloans. We're helping coffee farmers get into a coffee co-op so that they can break the generational chains of poverty rather than just giving free money to people that, you know, handing them the fish. We're teaching them the fish. So coffee.freetalklive.com to get your free pound. You pay the shipping on it, we'll send you a pound. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
We'll go back to more of the audio from the video that we've been playing here tonight of Daryl and I being threatened with arrest this morning at the courthouse. But first, Helen's in New York. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WNYY. Hey, Helen.
Hey, happy New Year to you all.
Welcome. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, my thoughts are with your this little handout or the flyers that you put out about jury nullification. How did you put that together? Did you like cite case law, or did you cite statutes in New Hampshire, or you know, because like, or did you just like express your opinion? Because I have no disagreement with jury nullification. I worked for a law firm where we had a case like that. I didn't work on it, but it was a case where like an 18-year-old boy had sex with his 16-year-old girlfriend.
Yep.
And that's statutory rape, but come on, that's stupid. And so we won the case by,
That's great that the jury nullified on that case. That's fantastic news. So to answer your question, how was the jury nullification outreach flyer designed? Okay, so you know about the Fully Informed Jury Association, I take it, Helen.
Yeah, but we also know that the judges, when they give their before deliberation, they give instructions to the jury, so the judges can plant that. If you've got a lousy judge, they can plant
that. Oh, boy, do they. Yeah, absolutely. And the flyer obviously isn't going to necessarily combat against a judge that's slanted very effectively, but it's something.
But they have something in hand. So if you can actually cite things that they can research themselves and know that it's not propaganda,
sure,
that would be better for you, I think.
Yeah, it's an excellent point. So to answer your question about how it came about, I think we were inspired by the Fully Informed Jury Association, which is available at fija.org, F-I-J-A.org. They put out some of their own flyers. So there's some good information there. So I think we were inspired by that, and we took some of their information, and we took some quotes from some from judges that were relevant about jury nullification, and we just kind of, you know, as a group collaborated and came up with, some of the text, and we had a designer put it together and made it look pretty in a kind of a trifold format, and then we put it in print, and I paid to print thousands of these things, and they're very well designed, and I think they're very persuasive. You can actually see them for yourself if you go to tools.freekeen.com, then you can make your own determination as to how good you think they are, but I think they're pretty good.
Do you want to read? I mean, I'll get off the air. Would you like to read it on the air?
Oh, no. We've talked in detail about what jury nullification is. There's no point in reading the flyer. I mean, we've certainly talked in detail about it. It's a trifold. So, I mean, you know, a full sheet of paper front and back. Yeah, it's a fairly detailed flyer with kind of the history of jury nullification, what is jury nullification, what some judges have said about jury nullification. The new version that we're going to be printing will be citing the jury nullification law here in New Hampshire, so we'll have that citation there. And so, again, I recommend you just take a look over it when you get a chance, Helen, and it's at, again, tools.freekeen.com. Just look for the nhjury.com flyer there. And thank you for the call tonight. So, yeah, it's important information, and that's why I was there this morning handing it out of the courthouse. And that's when we were threatened by court bailiffs with arrest, and Daryl was recording the video. We're going to continue that audio now. This is where the cop or the sheriff's deputy has come back from talking to the judge. So he came up, talked to me. First of all, I was threatened by court bailiffs. They went and got a sheriff's deputy. The deputy came up, talked to me to try to get me to leave the building and hand out flyers outside. He then, I said I wasn't going to leave because it's freedom of speech, etc. He then went back and talked to the judge directly, and this is where the video picks up.
But cameras directly on him.
The judge has said that outside, you got to hand out the pamphlets outside. He doesn't want you coming up here. The courtroom is fine. He does his instructions and things like that, but he doesn't want the jurors getting filmed in the halls, and you have to hand it out at the front door.
Well, I'm not interested in filming any jurors. I'm just interested in getting information to people.
You can do that.
So I'm really looking forward to getting this. Is he saying he's going to write an order?
He's working on it, but he can't do it this morning because he's dealing with the jury draw. So this is something that's being addressed. So if you could do it outside for me.
What's the charge? What is the actual threat? I know you don't want to threaten me, but that is ultimately what's going on here. You're a gentleman, and I appreciate that.
It would be a contempt, or it could be a disorderly. I mean, the order is still being worked on.
So I finally got it out of him, right? Like, I'd asked him this previously, or else what? Because he keeps saying, you got to go outside, you got to do it outside. He's trying to be as nice as he possibly can. But look, we both know what you're here for, Todd. Todd's his name, Todd Shanks. We both know what you're here for. You're here to threaten me. So go ahead. Give me the threat. What is it that's going to happen to me if I continue to stay here and hand out these flyers? So he finally admits either disorderly conduct or a contempt of court charge.
For an order that has not yet been written.
I don't know if it has to be written. Yeah, I don't know if it has to be. I think it's interesting, but the judge has purview on this floor.
Right.
The judge is claiming
he has purview on the whole building.
He may.
Which is one of the things we're going to be testing out tomorrow when Daryl and I go back to the courthouse, except we're going back to the district court level to do Don't Take a Plea outreach because there's no jury selection for a few more weeks now. So we'll come back with the remainder of the audio here for you, and 855-450-FREE if you want to share some of your experience and thoughts. 855-450-3733, the Pro XPN toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help. immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Pro XPN toll free line. Privacy, it's more important now than ever. But you gotta spend something to get it these days. You're not guaranteed privacy by virtue of the fact that you exist. Sorry, it just doesn't work that way. You've gotta spend some money, usually, and you gotta spend a little bit of time. Now, the good news is, you don't have to spend much more than a little bit. Pro XPN, you can get it for $5 a month if you use our discount code, which I'll give you here in a moment. But why do you want it? Well, it protects your privacy online in a variety of different ways. ProXPN.com/FTL. You go there, download the app for Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android. There are instructions to get Pro XPN working for Linux. They're a little bit different, but they're not very hard at all. In fact, darn simple.
Super easy.
So you get Pro XPN installed, you get it up and running, and you're instantly protected from having your internet service provider, whoever they are, you're instantly protected from them knowing what you're doing. Right now, they're probably logging everything that you're doing online. They're probably logging all the websites you're going to and all the internet searches that you perform. They may be keeping those logs as long as 5 years. So if you want that to end, you can go to proxpn.com/FTL, get ProXPN. That problem solved, because they don't log what you're doing. And what they're doing is they're encrypting your internet connection. They're encrypting everything that leaves and enters your computer. So your internet service provider is completely in the dark. They're still providing you internet. They're just basically passing your data along to ProXPN, encrypted data from your computer to ProXPN servers, of which there are several worldwide. The premium account with ProXPN allows you to choose which server you connect to, which protects you in another way. It protects your privacy. It protects your location from being known by the websites, because to the websites you're going to, it looks like you're at the location of the server for ProXPN. So maybe you want to look like you're in the Netherlands or Singapore or Dallas or Los Angeles or wherever. You connect to the server of your choice. ProXPN.com/FTL. Get signed up, and when you're ready to buy the premium account, you can use our discount code FTL20 to save 20% on the lifetime of that account. And if you buy it with the annual package, then you break that price down. The price point breaks down to $5 per month. It's a great deal, but it's an even better deal if you pay with Bitcoin, because then you save 33% on the annual plan at proxpn.com/FTL. Something else they do to protect you is they'll get you around blocks on the internet. So they actually give you more information through ProXPN. If you're at a workplace, at a school, or in another country where they have restrictions on what you can see online, those restrictions vanish as soon as you start using ProXPN. ProXPN.com/FTL, and again, code is FTL20. So let's continue here with the remainder of this video of Daryl and I being threatened by court bailiffs at Cheshire Superior Court this morning for engaging in free speech outreach, trying to hand out flyers to people that were there. We continue here. They're trying to get me to go downstairs at this point, and I'm telling them I would really prefer not to do that. The deputy in this case says he really wants me to do that, and then finally he asks nicely. We go to that part here now.
Getting ironed out, but as of today, he said you got to hand them out outside. Okay,
so it's not okay.
I know, but it's going to have to be okay for today. Okay.
I don't want to have my rights taken away by the diktats of the man in the courtroom.
You have to hand them out outside. So can we head down there?
I really prefer to just stand here. It's nice. It's an open space. Yeah. It's a public place, so I don't see why there's any reason for me to go anywhere.
Let's please go down, hand them out there.
You know, I appreciate you saying please. Okay. You know, that actually makes me reconsider.
I would really
wanting to
it. So let's
stay.
Which way do we go to get down?
And, you know, I was, when he's saying this to me, all of this, this is a relatively lengthy video, so this is going on for a while. You know, I'm ready to be arrested. I had given Daryl my backpack.
Oh, yeah. You
I had given him my
keys.
You're
off of a suspended sentence. You're ready to go back to jail.
I am ready
Haven't had enough of that keen jail yet.
And I am, I'm looking him right in the eyes as he's telling me this, and I'm speaking back to him that, I really don't want to go anywhere. And it wasn't until he said please where I really did honestly consider leaving the building. I hadn't really even considered doing it up until the point where he said please. And then I really did consider it, and okay, fine. I won't get arrested today. And had this been some other cop in some other jurisdiction, I'd have been arrested 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And you would have been arrested 20 minutes ago.
Yeah. Yeah. So
yeah, we'll figure out what the judge has to say after we get you in the holding cell.
I probably would have been arrested as soon as I turned the camera on, despite the fact that me and you both have media registration forms.
That's true.
On file with the court.
So, your mileage may vary. Please do not try this alone where you live. If you're going to do jury outreach wherever it is that you live, please don't do it alone.
Yeah. The fact that it weren't turned out well for you today is a whole variety of things. You've been here doing this activism for 7 years, 8 years, whatever it is, and they know who you are. You always have backup. You'll take it to court. The deputies in your town, they've never seen this before, and you irritate the crap out of them.
He probably also didn't want to deal with the paperwork associated with arresting Ian Freeman.
And he doesn't want to go to court.
He didn't want to have to go sit in court and testify against you.
And I don't think he's a bad
guy
either.
All of the bailiffs and his witnesses.
Because if he were a bad guy, he wouldn't have cared about that. He'd have just gone ahead and done it because, he'll get an overtime or going to court or whatever. So a little bit more here.
Let's go right down the stairs. He said, please. I'm going to go ahead and go because
I appreciate that.
Mr. Shanks asked nicely, which some of these folks don't necessarily have the ability to do that. But I will be expecting to see that order. So will you give me a call when that comes up?
So I'm about to go into the stairwell here, and what happens? Well, a juror comes up and approaches me. So, of course, I use the opportunity to do some more outreach. So anyway, that's pretty much the end of the video. I mean, we go downstairs at that point, and he kind of escorts us to the front of the building, and then I give him my business card and, encourage him to give me a call once this order is available. I want to see the order. I want to post it on my website. I want to see what the wording is of the order. I want to see if the judge uses the word solicitation. So there's a lot of question marks here that have yet to be answered.
Also of interest, there's a bailiff immediately behind me,
mm-hmm.
I guess to make sure that neither either one of us turn around and run back upstairs?
Well, it gives them a sense of power, you know, like I'm kicking them out.
Yeah. Well, right, and one of the people on Facebook suggested that we could have just stayed there and talked to the jurors had we wanted to, you know, if we wanted to keep pushing it or something like that.
Yeah.
But I, my response to that was my role or my job in this outreach is to give information to the jurors. I do not want to distract them. I do not want to waylay them from getting to where they're trying to go. Because everyone showing up for jury duty has to be there on time, and they all want to get in, and they all want to get checked in, and they don't want to be late. So the last thing I want to do is say something like, excuse me, do you have a moment to talk about jury nullification?
And then after you get checked in, you're sitting in a room for somewhere near half an hour before anything starts. So
you
have plenty of time
to read,
to sit there and read.
Yes. So that to me is the best way to do this activism. Just to recap for you, if you want to do this where you live, get some flyers from fija.org, fija.org. And first and foremost, get a friend or five friends. Get as many friends as you can who are willing to accompany. If you cannot get one friend, do not do this activism because you will be talked to. If it is anybody's first time at whatever courthouse you go to, somebody is going to send sheriffs out to talk to you. And, you know, they may be nice and they may not be nice. And if they're not nice, then you want to have somebody there with a video camera to document whatever it is that transpires there. And think about in advance what you're going to do if you're told to leave. What are you going to say? How are you going to handle that? Are you willing to be arrested for doing this outreach? Because you may be presented with that opportunity.
You may not even get the opportunity. They may just go ahead and arrest your butt right away.
They may very well. So, you know, be cautious about this. Do your research first. And make sure you're also, you know, in some places it's a good idea to make sure you offer to everybody that walks into the court as well. Because they don't want to charge, you know, you don't want to be seen as tampering with a jury. Now, it's ridiculous to claim that this is jury tampering because jury tampering is where you specifically advocate that a jury do something in a specific case. Jury nullification outreach doesn't do that. It just simply informs the person that they have the right to vote based on their conscience.
But that is what they went after Mark Schmitter for.
They did go after him and, I believe,
Julian
Hoechlin for jury tampering in Florida.
Who fled the country.
Your mileage may vary. I recommend you get your butt to New Hampshire and then do this activism here because, honestly, New Hampshire needs some more of this. We're good at it here in Keene. We get pretty much every jury outreach or every time they have a jury selection, we've got it covered here. But there are 9 other counties in New Hampshire where they could use your help to do this at their local district and superior courts. But, again, you can do this anywhere. Fija's got some great flyers, fija.org. Go check them out. And if you haven't learned anything about jury nullification yet, we've obviously briefly touched on the concept here, but there's some specific questions that deserve to be answered, like, well, how do I get on the jury? How do I increase my chances of getting on the jury, etc.? So Fija covers a lot of that information, and it's free information. So go get it, grab their flyers, print them out, and have fun. But more importantly, be safe and arm yourself with video cameras when you go out and do this stuff. We'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Later.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snowy!
You make them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yay!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do,
help them all, faster!
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold, use as directed.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing 3-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.